It is Wednesday, January 31st. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. Mostly clear skies tonight, temperatures dropping to about 30 degrees. Tomorrow, for the first day of February, we're going to have a pleasant day, mostly sunshine and a high of 60. Now let's get to your headlines. Thousands of Durham Public School students were not able to go to class today. 12 schools were closed as staff protested pay issues. Hundreds of people rallied at two locations. The Educators Union accuses the district of not being transparent about decision-making and budgeting. The Board of Education says it's continuing to work with staff on a resolution. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady as we approach the second month of the year. The Fed made it clear this afternoon it needs to see more progress on inflation before reducing interest rates. That could be a few months away. The number of people testing positive for the flu and COVID is again going up. State data released today shows 12 newly confirmed flu deaths in the last week. When it comes to COVID-19, hospitalizations are down slightly. Wastewater particle numbers are up 21% week to week. For more on these stories and other news of the day, visit WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great evening.